Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The death of a Hamas leader leads to new conversations. Then, how Warriors Set Free Georgia helps U.S. veterans and first responders meet God with their questions. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, Yahya Sinwar, Hamas leader and mastermind of the brutal October 7th attack on Israel, was confirmed dead by the Israeli Defense Forces on Thursday in a Gaza military operation. U.S. President Joe Biden put out a statement saying that this is a day of relief and reminiscence similar to the raid to kill Osama bin Laden in 2011. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says
there are even some comparisons in the news to Saddam Hussein, and there are many discussions that go on. This is very critical. One of the most brutal things to happen was the October 7th attack.
Now, where does Israel's war with Hamas go from here? Mock says first, there's a situational perspective with
the possibility with the elimination of one of their key leaders that maybe we can see the return of the hostages. Maybe we can see an end to this conflict.
Then there's the spiritual perspective. An SGA missionary pastor in Israel told Mock that he remains focused on training up men and women in the Word of God.
I think we should be reminded by this response of the faithful pastor that we should remain focused on the task at hand, which is advancing the gospel and on Christ.
Meanwhile, Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center reminds us that people in the Middle East are interconnected. Evangelical churches know each other across borders. Sharaya says the impact of the ongoing conflicts there on Christian leaders is heavy.
I'm sure that anyone, any region, would have known someone who has been killed, injured, or someone is really suffering.
Churches are feeling the weight of responding to staggering needs in Gaza and now Lebanon as the hands and feet of Christ.
We have so far 1.2 million displaced and this is really heavy on different churches because they don't have the capacity to host, to help. And also it's an excellent opportunity to, you know, reach people with the gospel and show them the love of Christ.
The West Bank is also under pressure. A pastor there told Sharaya,
we cannot even plan for the future. We cannot even ask people to come to church because we are overwhelmed.
In all this, the MENA Leadership Center seeks to help Christian leaders look to God who is still sovereign. Today, the best response you can take is prayer.
So please pray for the Christian leaders to know that they are not forgotten by the global church, that we are still seeing them, that we are still praying for them, we are still supporting them.
Then, when life gets hard, it takes courage to step back and reach out to God for answers. That's what around 24 United States veteran and first responders are doing this week. Veteran Eric Brew is the director of Warriors Set Free, Georgia.
It is pretty apparent through the national suicide rate, right, that we're carrying things that we just shouldn't be carrying. And so we want to spend time with these guys and help them to figure out how to empty that rucksack, lay stuff at the foot of the cross, and to walk away from it.
They call the gathering a warrior's battle. For 4 days, the group will deal squarely with truth, relationships, identity, and purpose in a God-centered way. And they'll do it together.
We don't just tell someone that they should lay things at the foot of the cross, and we don't just tell them how. We actually walk through it hand in hand. We stand shoulder to shoulder with them while they do it. We like to pride ourselves on setting a table and creating an opportunity for someone to have a face-to-face encounter with their Heavenly Father, because He'll meet us right where we are.
Bruce says there are multiple ways that listeners can be part of this story.
The first answer is not only the simplest, but it's also the most heartfelt, and that's we want people to pray over us.
Pray for hurting veterans and first responders this week to find healing and freedom in Christ. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.